Ground has been broken for the new State Veterans Cemetery in Sioux Falls. The South Dakota legislature in 2018 authorized the state to seek construction funding from the National Cemetery Administration, and funds were also raised by various groups. Of the 72,000 veterans in South Dakota, 50,000 live in the eastern part of the state, where the nearest National Veterans Cemetery is either in Sturgis or Fort Snelling, Minnesota. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says the cemetery will immortalize the sacrifices that have been made for our freedoms. She spoke at yesterday's ceremony about the funeral of a close friend who was a veteran and what the funeral can mean for the survivors.
And I watched as they presented that flag to his wife, and his wife of 60 years. And I was moved as they looked at her, and what they said was, "It's going to be okay. We'll take care of him now." So that's the kind of honor that our veterans deserve. And with today's groundbreaking, more veterans in South Dakota will have the opportunity to receive this kind of honor.
Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden also spoke at the ceremony.
The cemetery will afford us the opportunity to honor them and their comrades forever. It will challenge us to remember what they did and how they did it. It will remind us to emulate their courage and their sacrifice and their excellence.
The cemetery is located on property north of the Interstate 229 and Interstate 90 interchange.